الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. To him belongs, he is the ilah of the heavens, he is the ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah, to comprehend Allah, to quantify in our minds and our hearts the azmat and the greatness of Allah? We have our brain, human intellect. Reality, just now, 1 or 2 weeks ago, was Qurbani. Many of us would have observed the sacrificial animal. If you look at a goat, look at a sheep, look at the brain of that animal. What is it? Just a piece of flesh. Human brain, sheep brain, looks very similar. What is the reality? 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Allah's tajalli directed towards that piece of flesh. Today we look around us. Very quickly people marvel at technological expertise. Show somebody a Mercedes Benz outside, he'll tell you that's a marvel of German technology. It may be a BMW. Show somebody a Ferrari, he'll tell you Italian technology. Today the Chinese are competing also, trying to excel the American market in making electrical vehicles. Very easily we get impressed by all this. Allah Ta'ala throughout the Quran invites us. Expressions in Quran, inna fi dhalika la ayat, inna fi dhalika la ayat, inna fi dhalika la ayat. Allah says in this there are signs. Signs for who? لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ لِلْمُتَوَسِّمِينَ. Different expressions Allah uses. Allah says there are signs evident in every direction for who? For the man with aql. For the person who can see. For the person who can comprehend, for the person who can understand. We might object to this. Allah says in every direction, there are signs inviting you to what? Inviting you to recognize who is Allah. Inviting you to recognize the power of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah. For who are there signs? Allah says people with aql, people with sight, people with comprehension, people with hearing. The kafir today too says also, I have got sight, I have got hearing, I have got comprehension, I have got understanding. The believer also, who tomorrow at the time of Fajr, when that muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There is nothing in the heavens and the earth greater than Allah. The greatest authority is summoning you. You are being called. There will not be 10, 20, 30, 40. There will be millions of reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom the call of that muazzin will fall on deaf ears. 7, 8 o'clock, the same person will be in his business. He'll be seeking his livelihood. The point, my respected brothers, whether it's the kafir, whether it's the believer today that is away from the masjid, away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every one of them says, Allah says in the Quran, there are signs in every direction for a person who understands, for a person who can listen, for a person who can comprehend, for a person who has aql. Everyone says, I have aql. I can hear. I can understand. I can comprehend. Yet, I digressed earlier. Show him a BMW, he understands technological marvel. Show him a Mercedes Benz, show him a Ferrari, show him a Lamborghini. Today the youngsters get mad behind this. Little children, I want a Porsche. The other day I met one small boy, he says, I want a Bugatti. I don't even know what is a Bugatti. Technological so-called marvel. We get carried away by that. If you look at that car, what is it made up of? Made up of a steering, tires, engine, gearbox. Mechanics will understand better than me. We say, what a marvel. Consider how many laborers, how many computers, how many factories, how many years of research. Just to source the raw material to make one tire, and that too to make that tire in such a way that it's able to travel smoothly. It's a different matter than, mashallah, South Africa, like the rest of Africa, has become very holy. There are a lot of potholes. And the car, even with the best of tire, is going up and down. But to manufacture it correctly, the raw material has to be right. The rubber has to be right. The chemical composition has to be right. The machinery has to be right. That laborer that is managing that machinery, that technologist or machine technologist, or that engineer has to understand his field precisely. We understand and comprehend that. Allah Ta'ala, many places in the Quran is telling you there are signs. Why is it? Despite having aqal, despite having hearing, despite having comprehension, despite having eyesight, we cannot see the signs of Allah. How glaring are the signs of Allah? What does Allah say? Sanurihim. Sanurihim. Ayatina. Fil afaq. Wa fi anfusihim. Hatta yatabayyana lahum. Annahul haq. Look at the beauty. Even if you don't understand Arabic, how beautiful these expressions are. This is why the Arabs of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their hearts were drowning in kufr. Their hearts were drowning in zulmat. Their hearts were drowning in darkness. Yet even those hearts were shaken by the Quran. Lengthy incident mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. I'm cutting it short. Walid bin Mughira. Certain sections of it are mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. He goes proudly to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, delegation representing the kuffar of Makkah. Offers certain things to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, I'm cutting the incident short. That, O Muhammad, if this invitation that you are giving sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it is motivated by a desire for wealth, then jamala laka amwalana hatta takuna aghna quraishin malan. We will gather all the wealth of the Quraysh tribe so that you will become the richest amongst us. Abandon this invitation that you are giving. In kana bikal ba'a, if it is a desire for women that is motivating you, then fakhtar ayya nisa in Quraysh falnuzawwijka ashra. Choose the 10 most beautiful women of the Quraysh. We'll get you married to all 10. Whoever you want. But give up this invitation. Like the certain offers they made. You want to become our leader, we prepare to make you our leader. You want to become the richest, we'll make you the wealthiest amongst us. You want women, we'll give you women. We'll give you whatever you want. But stop this invitation of yours. They didn't understand. Today the tragedy is the believer also doesn't understand that the foundation of haqq and the foundation of the da'wat of Islam and the foundation of the prosperity of iman and Muslims can never ever be worldly position or worldly status or worldly wealth or worldly desires. This message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its foundation is something else. Its foundation is not the material wealth of this world. This is why when this ummah is being trampled, when this ummah is being kicked from pillar to post, when this ummah has lost its dignity and its honor and its status, when today sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become a source of mockery, today when even the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not spared because his ummah lacks the resources to protect the dignity and honor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the banner of so-called free speech and claims of absolute absurdity and stupidity and ignorance, the very zat and the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being attacked, and this ummah lacks the dignity and honor to protect its Nabi's izzat and honor. We are trying to understand what the cause of this is, and what we are doing what the kuffar of Makkah did. What the people of Jahiliyyah and ignorance did. We are looking to solve our problem in science, technology, governments, wealth, prosperity, desires of this world. Failing to understand that this is the foundation of batil. Haqq will never be established on this foundation. That is why when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going to receive on behalf of the Muslim Ummah the keys to Sham and Syria, where the Syrian, where the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire had crumbled at the feet of this Ummah. When the superpowers of that time, when the superpowers of that time had lost their dignity and honor before the light of Islam. Umar is going to receive the keys of the city. He is going as the conqueror, the representative of the Muslim Ummah. What is his outside appearance? 14 patches on his clothing. Sharing the camel with his slave. It was the slave's turn. So the slave is on the camel and the ruler of the Muslim Empire is walking. 14 patches on his clothing, and not an ordinary person, a personality of this caliber that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one majlis said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Osman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Sa'id bin Zayd Abu al-Awar fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. Jannat fil Jannah, top 10 VVIP among Sahaba. This world will never see after Anbiya personalities of this stature. That in one majlis, my Nabi said, all 10 are Jannatis. They were the top 10 among Sahaba. One of them, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, not an ordinary person. Inna li kulli nabiyyin aminun wa aminu hadhi al-umma Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. My Nabi said, Every ummah will have one amanadar, trustworthy person. And here I'm going to digress. The value of what we call amanadari, trustworthiness. If you want to break this down, what does trustworthiness actually mean? It means you are not deceitful. It means you are not khain. It means you don't make it your profession to deceive people and to do them down. It means that when you make a promise, you honor the promise. Today the tragedy is the person has iman, he is a Muslim. And yet, when he says 7 days, it doesn't mean 7 days, it means 7 months. When he makes a promise and he breaks that promise and he makes khianat, he doesn't have any sleepless nights over it. One narration comes, it's mentioned. Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what an ajeeb question he asks. What is his question? He said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me the lightest thing of this religion, the first step, the easiest, and the heaviest. Lightest, heaviest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mafum of the hadith, he said, Alyanu hadha shay, alyanu shay fi hadha deen shahadata la ilaha illallah. When a man says la ilaha illallah, he is Muslim, he has entered iman. This is the lightest. This person was from Aliyah, precincts, outskirts of Medina. Then my Nabi caught hold of his hand and he told him, that was the lightest. أَشَدُّ شَيْءٍ فِي هَذَا الْدِينَ الْأَمَانَةِ The heaviest, the most weightiest, the most important responsibility of this deen is amanadari. Trustworthiness. Because my ummati, when he makes a promise, he honors it. My ummati, when he gives it zaban, it carries weight. It's not his profession to deceive people. A Muslim is amanadar, a Muslim is ameen. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 40 years in Makkah, 40 years he interacted with the Quraysh, he interacted with the people of Makkah, he interacted with every people that came into contact with him. In that 40 years, he never said he is the Nabi of Allah. He never invited them towards Allah. He never invited them towards the Akhirat. He just interacted with them in 40 years of interaction. Before he received Nubuwwat, ask anybody in Makkah when they would see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two qualities stood out. What were the two qualities? As-Sadiq al-Amin. As-Sadiq al-Amin. In other words, this is the foundation of a da'i. This is the foundation of the one who will raise the flag of Allah on this earth. This is the foundation of the one who will invite to Allah and to Akhirat. This is the foundation of the most accepted ones amongst you. What is it? Truthfulness and amanatdari. Trustworthiness. Being amanatdar. He caught hold of the hand of that sahabi and he said, Akhal Aliya, listen to me. Ashaddu shay'in fi hadha ad-din al-amana. فَإِنَّهُ And now listen, my respected brothers, کہنا کہ میں عاشق رسول بہت آسان ہے. To say I am عاشق رسول, میں تو متبع رسول, میں تو جان دے دوں گا, فدا فی اللہ و رسولی, جان دینے کے لئے تیار ہو, میں تو اسلام کا شہکار ہو. Say all this is easy. Today we see people in Josh, lot of claims they make. But claims are easy. Like there was one person in one village, peasant. He told everybody in the whole town, he says, you know what? I am going to get married to the princess. I am going to get married to the princess. They told him, Baba, the king doesn't even know of your existence. Forget he's going to give you his daughter. You are a peasant. Where is the king ever going to give you? He said, listen, take me seriously. 50% is sorted out. From my side is accepted. I'm just waiting for from her side. In other words, this is what we call dawa bila dalil. Making a claim when there is no proof to support that claim. Caught hold of the hand of this person and he told him, the weightiest thing in my deen is amanatdari, amana. And then what did he say? فَإِنَّهُ لَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ وَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ وَلَا زَكَاةَ لَهُ كَمَا قَالَ. Because he said, if there is no amanatdari, there is no salah, there is no deen, there is no visible outward sign of Islam, if there is no amanatdari. Trustworthiness. For the zaban to carry weight. Coming back to this riwayat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every ummah will have one ameen. A personality who will be a resplendent example of amanatdari and trustworthiness. And he said, Wa aminu hadhihi al-ummah Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. He said, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah will be the ameen of my ummah. Umar is approached by this personality. Cutting the incident short, he says to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that O Amirul Mu'mineen, you are going to receive the keys to Syria. Sham. The keys to Syria. You are the representative of the awe and the might and the authority of Islam. And you are dressed with this clothing, 14 patches, body full of dust. Why don't you change your clothing? Show the might, show the dignity, show the splendor of Islam, show the wealth of Islam. What was the reaction of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Wallah, first, Umar is known. Umar was an open book radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's not like you and I today that inside we want to sort the person out, on the front we're smiling at him. With Umar, it was what you get. This was a sign, this was a shiar of Sahaba. Aqalla takallufan. They didn't have takalluf. They were open books. Why? Because they learnt at the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi, when he was happy, Sahaba could see his happy. When he was upset about something, he wouldn't hide it. It was evident. When he would become happy, they say his face would shine. And they say sometimes his cheeks would become so red, كَأَنَّمَا فُقِيَ فِي وَجِهِ حَبَّةُ الرُّمَّانِ, as if someone had sprinkled pomegranate juice on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَزَجُّ الْحَوَاجِبْ سَوَابِرْ بَيْنَهُمَا عِرْقٌ يُدِرُّهُ الْغَدَبْ. Look at how beautifully they describe. They say the eyelashes, the eyebrows of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were arced. They would not meet in the center. In other words, there was a gap between the eyebrows of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Being curved and arched when it comes to eyebrows, this is a sign of beauty. In the center, there was a gap, بَيْنَهُمَا إِرْقٌ, in which there was a vein. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would become angry, he was not like you and I. Recently someone gave karguzari, one jamaat visited one jail. And in that jail they met one of the inmates. When they met one of the inmates, they started an interaction with him. That, "Bhai, how did you end up here? You look like an honorable person. You look like a person of a good pedigree, good background. How did you end up in jail? And that too, 14, 15 year sentence." What an ajeeb answer he gave. He says, "I gave in to the dictates of my anger. I gave in to the dictates of my anger. One day," I'm not giving specific details. "I became furious and angry, and I didn't control my anger. I lashed out. I lashed out for 5 seconds. For the next 14 years, I have to pay back for those 5 seconds. Sahabi comes, "Oh, Sini Ya Rasulallah, oh Nabi of Allah, give me advice. Oh, Nabi of Allah, give me advice. What does my Nabi say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wake up for tahajjud. Make one khatam of the Quran every day. Fast the whole year." No. What does he say to the Sahabi? "Give me advice, O Nabi of Allah." My Nabi says, "La taghdab. La taghdab." What is literal translation of this? Do not become angry. Zidni Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, okay. I heard your advice. Give me more advice. What does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, second time, "La taghdab." Don't become angry. Zidni Ya Rasulullah, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, seven times. Every time Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "La taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab." Do not become angry. Ulama explained this "la taghdab" doesn't actually mean don't become angry. Because Islam and deen is deen e fitrat. Fitrat Allah, allati fatara an-nasa alayha. This is deen e fitrat. This is such a deen that it appeals to the nature of man. Follow deen, and by the qasam of my Allah, whether you live in a hut or whether you live in a palace, whether you have a roof over your head, or whether you got diamonds over your head, whether your pillow is made out of down feathers or whether it is made out of date leaves, whether you are eating biryani or you are eating grain, regardless of your financial circumstance, I'm sitting, call this the minbar of the masjid. I'm not prepared to take one qasam, I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams. Follow deen, true deen. Allah's command, like we heard the elan just now, and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and greater inner peace, satisfaction and contentment, nobody in this world will have besides you. And live a life of following your passions and desires, whether it's the casinos, whether it's the discos, whether your body is jiving to music, whether both ears are clogged, whether till 1-2 in the morning it's in front of that shaitan box, whether it's zina, whether it's drugs, whether it's desires, whether it's so-called ecstasy. Even that name ecstasy is deceiving. Follow your passions and desires. Run behind all this. Have the wealth of the world at your disposal. Do whatever you want. And by the qasam of my Allah, forget akhirat, forget Allah's azab, forget qabar. In this world, in your heart, there will never be peace. You will always be restless. You will always be depressed. Suicide rate, the highest percentage is not Africa. The highest percentage of suicide is in those countries who are so-called the wealthiest of the world. Depression, one psychologist I met in England, Leicester, he says, "I got a colleague of mine who's a child psychiatrist in America." So I said, "Do children need psychiatric treatment?" Child psychologist. To children need psychiatric treatment. He said, if you phone my colleague's surgery and request an appointment, the next available appointment is 3 years' time. And what we say, first world countries, technologically advanced countries. What is it? What is it? Sobar chaman mehka, sobar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. They're building bathrooms and aeroplanes also. Trying to make jannat in this dunya. Trying to justify that this life is love, enjoy, merriment, do what you want. Seek your happiness. And what is happening? What is the reality? The reality is like taking a plastic and imitation rose and breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing and trying to get some scent. You'll die first, no scent will come. Because we are looking for it where Allah has not kept it. Inner peace, inner contentment, there's a fire. Ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai. Hum raat ko ut ut rote hai, jab sara alam sota hai. There's a fire that is burning in everyone's heart naturally. There are some, Allah has shown the way. Allah has shown the way to appease that inner fire. Allah has shown the way to address that inner thirst. That inner thirst, that inner fire, that inner call, that inner pukar. By the qasam of my Allah, is the soul of man calling out for what? Not for the casinos. And not for zina, and not for music, and not for sharab, and not for drugs. That inner thirst and cry is the soul of man calling out for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child, whether Yahud, whether Nasara, whether Majusi, whether idol worshipper, whoever it is, every one of them, at birth, Allah has placed in the heart the desire of this heart to search for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Find it and there will be that itminan. Find it and there will be that contentment. Find it and there will be that inner peace. Today people are running helter-skelter in different directions. Searching for it. But Allah has kept it because, kaan khol kar sun lena, listen with the ears of iman. If there could be that satisfaction, if there could be that happiness, if there could be that contentment in zina, in sharing the bed with someone else's wife, or someone else's daughter, or some other act of filth, or in sharab, or in music, or in Allah's disobedience, if this inner fire could be put out in that, then the Quran of my Allah will be lying. And my respected brothers, the Quran does not lie. Allah, this Allah is like a siren going off. This Allah is like they say in Urdu, kisi ko jinjorna. Catch somebody and shake him by suno. Listen, Allah. Bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Bidhikrillah, ay bi amrillah, kullu muti'in dhakir. In other words, in the obedience of Allah, in finding Allah, in connecting with Allah, tatma'innul qulub, this heart will find itminan, tranquility and contentment. It will never find it anywhere else. Islam is deen-e fitrat. It's what naturally appeals to the nature of man. There is no command of Allah that is against your nature. Every command of Allah, there is sukoon, there is itminan, there is peace, there is contentment. This is why the friends of Allah would say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. The people of the musalla of the night, the people of tahajjud salah, Allah gives them that lazzat and ecstasy on the musalla that no casino or no den of Allah's disobedience or no dancing hall can ever give anyone. Allah, greater lazzat. What would my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? He would say, inna shahwati. Shahwat means excitement, ecstasy. He would say, my ecstasy Allah has kept fi qiyamil layl in tahajjud. Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah say, ladhatul munajat laysat min ad-dunya innaha min al-jannah. He would say the lazzat and ecstasy and enjoyment Allah has kept on the musalla is not from this dunya. It's not from here. You can't find it here. Innaha min al-jannah. It is actually from jannah. Adhara Allahu ta'ala li awliya'i fi dunya. Allah sends it down to those who will seek the true friendship of Allah. Islam is deen e fitra. There is no command in Shariat that goes against the nature of man. This is why ulama explained this expression where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La taghdab," do not become angry. They say technically that translation is incorrect. It doesn't mean don't become angry. Maulana Ashraf Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi says only donkeys don't become angry. To tell someone don't become angry, when somebody insults you, somebody swears you, somebody does something that irritates you, you tell him don't become angry. They say that even that suggestion doesn't make sense because it is part of human nature to become angry. Allah has made us like that. Allah has made us such. Insan becomes angry. So 7 times my Nabi says, La taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. Don't become angry. It doesn't mean don't become angry. What does it actually mean? It means don't give in to the dictates of your anger. Don't cross the barrier from insan to haywan. Never mind what the temptation, no matter how upset you are, no matter how irritated you are, swallow that anger. Swallow that anger. Don't be hasty. Don't lash out. Keep Allah in front. Keep Allahu Akbar. Keep the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front. No one else. Look at who gives the testimony. Look at who gives the testimony. To fool the whole public is very easy. To fool your wife is impossible. You can pull wool over the whole society. Acid test is in the house. We know that famous incident of that one wali of Allah trying to convince his wife his whole life what a personality he is. One day she says, I saw one wali. He was flying in the clouds. He said, that was me. So she said, you were flying crooked. To convince her is impossible. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who gives the testimonial? Who declares about his character? None other than Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What does she say? Man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li nafsihi. Allahu Akbar, the most beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The wife is saying this. She said, my Nabi was such that in his entire life he never took revenge from anyone. لا يغضب لنفسه. Never became angry on his own accord. Never gave in to the dictates of anger. Aashiq Rasool kehna bahut aasan hai. But lash out at your children. Lash out at that wife. Lash out at those staff and laborers that are working for you. Lash out at anybody that's half your size. A lot of people say, me, I can control my anger. What is he talking about when the person is double his size? Obviously, that's a survival instinct to control your anger there. Because there, if you show your anger, it probably clout you. Control your anger when? When you are in a position of authority. This is the akhlaq of Islam. And how beautifully my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam puts it. He said, Man kadhama ghaydan, man kadhama ghaydan, wa huwa qadirun ala an yunaffidhahu. He said, that person of my ummah who will swallow his anger. Swallow his anger. Kadama ghaidan. Not become angry. Do not give in to the dictates of anger. That requires level of iman. That requires consciousness of Allah. That requires consciousness of qabr and akhirat, that there are repercussions to your actions. Sometimes in this world you'll have to face for the rest of your life the repercussions if you will give in to your anger. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, swallow your anger, not just any anger. وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَفَّذُهُ. Such an anger where you are in a position of authority, it's your wife or your children or your staff or your subordinate or somebody weaker than you. Control that anger, swallow that anger, forgive that person for the sake of Allah. And what will happen? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful recompense Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. Da'ahu Allahu ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of judgment. I'm not literally translating. Now I'm giving figurative translation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says on the day of judgment, today in dunya what they have? They have Miss Universe competition. Or Miss South Africa, or Miss Teenager, or Miss this, or Miss that. In other words, who is the most beautiful? Who is the most beautiful? The reality is the beauty of this dunya is what? Is temporary. And the beauty of this dunya is what? Is such that it does not increase, it diminishes. This is why today you'll get a youngster. He says, you know what? He tell his parents, I have to marry her. Someone sent me a message the other day. They say, why do men prefer beauty to brains? Why do men prefer beauty to brains? They said, the response was, they can see better than they can think. He says, I'm blindly in love. I'm madly in love. Parents will try to explain, why it's not suitable. She has to become the mother of your children. You have to live with her. Understand the background. There has to be compatibility. Take into account other factors besides what's on the outside. No. If I don't get her, I'll commit suicide. Main to pagal ho gaya. I'm madly in love. And what happens? What happens? The beauty of this dunya, no matter how beautiful, first day it's beautiful, second day is beautiful, third day is beautiful, by the fourth or fifth day what happens is looking somewhere else. Because the beauty does not increase, it diminishes. Allah has made this dunya such. Buy the latest car today, tomorrow He wants to change the model. Acquire the most beautiful thing today, the beauty wears, the effect of it wears off. Tomorrow he's looking somewhere else. When you got married to her, if the foundation was what? That her figure was like a Coca-Cola bottle, after a few years she gives birth to your children. And the same Coca-Cola bottle is now a 5-liter oil tank. If that was the foundation, then how is that relationship going to last? Dunya, everything diminishes. That is why Allah says, جَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. First, the spark is love. Second is mercy. Relationships are not made on what is superficial and outside. Relationship is what is inside. The entire effort of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam was what? Make the inside beautiful, because this beauty will last. This beauty will be in the qabr. This beauty will be in akhirat. Outside beauty will wear off. First, like I said, it's a Coca-Cola bottle. Afterwards, you'll have to massage with zambak. That's the way of life. This is why relationships are not lasting. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفَعَلُهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ. He said, if the foundation of the nikahs and relationships of this ummah will not be deen and akhlaq, then there will be fitna and fasad on this earth. Why today everything is superficial? The difference between dunya and akhirat is that the beauty of dunya diminishes. And the beauty of akhirat, the beauty of akhirat, the beauty of jannah, كُلَّمَا نَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا ازدادت في عينه 70 ضعفا حسنا وجمالا. When he will look at the maiden of Jannat and then look away, when he looks back, she will have become 70 times more beautiful. Look away and then look back, 70 times more beautiful. It will not get less, it will keep increasing. In akhirat, dunya is different. Foundation here has to be inside beauty, not outward beauty. That is the sign of intelligence. Taribat yadak, my Nabi said, a man who will give preference to what is inside when choosing his partner, over wealth and over beauty, taribat yadak, mubarak to you. Today, unfortunately, we take our direction from other sources besides Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, akhirat, those women, such beauty, such beauty, such beauty. No words can describe it. In aqbalat or adbarat, hiya muqbila. Whether she's walking towards you or walking away from you, she'll still be looking at you. In the sway of her hips, there will be 100,000 suggestions towards ecstasy. لو بدا معصمها في الظلمات لأشرقت وأنارت. My Nabi said, leave her face. Leave her face, leave her eyes, leave her cheeks, leave the normal aspects of beauty. If her forearm had to be exposed in the darkness, the whole world will light up. Such women, we're talking about the Miss Universe of this dunya. Today people are getting carried away by the so-called Miss Universe of this dunya. Those women are such. لو أن الحوراء بسقت في سبعة أبحر لمزجت الماء من عذوبة فمها. My Nabi said, if she had to spit, there's no spitting in Jannat because this is something negative. But if she had to force a few droplets of saliva out, if her saliva, if it had to be put in the oceans of the world, the oceans, the salty water of the oceans of the world, when it mixes with her saliva, will become sweeter than honey. لو أن الحوراء بسقت في سبعة أبحر لمزجت الماء من عذوبة فمها. The Miss Universe of this world, if she spits in your jar of honey, you'll throw the honey away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, swallow that anger, not just any anger. The anger where you are in a position of authority, and what will Allah do? Allah will line up those women. Allah will line up the hoors of Jannat. And Allah will say to this ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, choose anyone you want. Choose anyone you want in exchange. In exchange for the anger that you controlled in this world. La taghdab doesn't mean don't become angry. It means don't give in to the dictates of your anger. There has to be ihsas of jaza and saza. There has to be yaqeen and conviction of accountability for your actions. Today we are doing whatever we want, saying whatever we want, hurting whoever we want, hitting out at whoever we want. Why? Because that conviction is not there. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. This is Quran. بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Allah says, every word, every utterance, a day is coming. A day is coming. What day? Look at the way Allah describes that day. Look at the way Allah describes that day. La takhfa minkum khafiya. There will be nowhere to hide. Ain al mafar, nowhere to run. These are human instincts. Flight and fright. Flight and fright. They have psychological studies written on this. Natural human instinct. To avert danger or to avert difficulty, fright and flight. What does Quran tell us? La takhfa minkum khafiya, ayn al mafar. There you will not be able to hide, you will not be able to run. That day, fanfudhu, la tanfudhuna illa bi sultan. You will not be able to oppose also. Khashaatil aswat. There will be total silence. La tasma'u illa hamsa. That day is coming, it's a reality. A day, what kind of a day?
In the world, what does Allah say? Yawma tubla sarair. The day when the secrets will be really revealed. No hiding there, no legal counsel, no throwing money, no bribery to get away from a problem. That is a day, what does Quran tell us? Yawma tashhadu alayhim alsinatuhum wa aydihim wa arjuluhum bima kanu ya'malun. Forget someone else coming and giving witness against you. Allah says the limbs of your body will start giving testimony against you. Tashhadu alayhim alsinatuhum. The tongue will give gawahi against you. The hand will give gawahi against you. The foot is going to give gawahi against you. This thigh of zina will speak against you. This hand of zulm and oppression, Allah protect us, will speak against you. This tongue of ghibat and slander and spreading malicious rumors, this tongue will speak against you. And then what will be his reaction? Inni kuntu an kunna unadil. For your sake I am keeping silent. How are you speaking against me? They will respond and say, the limbs of his body will say, antaqana Allah alladhi antaqa kulla shay. That Allah who causes everything to speak is compelling us to speak. Where are you going to hide on that day? What type of wealth are you going to use to come out of a problem? What legal counsel are you going to use on that day? Such a day when, what does Quran say? Ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every utterance of this world, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah makes tafsir of this. Ma yalfidhu min qawl, every utterance. He says, Allahu Akbar, Allah's messengers are writing down, whether you can see them or not, whether you accept their existence or not, they are writing down. Hatta qawluhu dhahabtu wa ra'aytu wa raja'tu wa dakhaltu wa mashaytu. Even when you said, I walked, I talked, I entered, I left, even that is written down. And that day when the books are open, مَالِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They'll say, what type of a book is this? What type of a book is this? مَالِ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً. Even the small, even the large, everything is here. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find every action there. And وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَخَدًا. Allah will not make zulm upon anyone. نَذَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْ. The scales of absolute justice will be set up. There will be no zulm or oppression. There will be no hiding. There will be no treachery. There will be no deception. Everything will be revealed. This is why Luqman, they call him Luqman the Wise. He was a black man, originally a slave. But his quality of sidq, amanat dari, truth. Someone asked him, Luqman, Allah elevated you like this. What was it? He said, truth and amanat dari. Truth and trustworthiness. Allah elevated him. When he's on his deathbed, he calls his sons and he says to them, time is limited, I'm not going to go into detail. He says, I'm going to tell you six things. And Allahu Akbar, Luqman the wise, Hakim, Quran bears testimony to his wisdom. He says, these six things, my son, ijtama alayhi ilmu al-awwaleen wal-akhireen. These six things are the nature and the essence of the knowledge of every revealed book. Whatever was revealed upon Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is contained in these six things. Like I said, time is limited, I'm not going into detail. The sixth thing he said, the sixth thing of the six advices he gave his sons on his deathbed, he said, wa idha aratta an ta'siya mawlaka fatlub makanan la yara. He said, oh my sons, if your mind is made up that come what may, to hell with it, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to disobey Allah. I am going to give in to the dictates of my desires. Never mind the repercussions. إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْصِيَ مَوْلَاكَ. If your mind is made up to violate Allah's command and to go against Allah and to make war with Allah, then my son, I have one request from you. What is the request? فَطْلُبْ مَكَانَ اللَّهِ يَرَاكَ. Find some place where Allah can't see you. Find some place where Allah can't see you. أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا. This is Quran. This is Quran. Allah says, Alam tara anna Allah. Will you not see? Don't you know? Why don't you realize that Allah knows everything in the heavens and the earth? No two people are whispering, Allah is the third. No three, but Allah is the fourth. No four, but Allah is the fifth. Thum, not just that. Allah is with you wherever you are. Thumma yunabbi'uhum bima amilu yawm al-qiyamah. And a day is coming when Allah is going to inform you about every action that you did. This muzakara of iman, this is the cry of our elders, bhai. This halqa of ta'aleem at home, halqa of ta'aleem in the masjid. Today, cry tears of blood. Leave the, those are not in tabligh, even the workers. Just a few, paucity, few are sitting in one corner, the rest are just walking past. This third point of tabligh, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, more mazloom than this point, there is no point. Deen seekhne se aate hai bhai. Deen has to be learned. Don't take the halaqat of ta'aleem lightly. Our elders are saying out in the path of Allah, 2.5 hours, sit in ta'aleem. Sit, hear the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand the value of amal, ilm and zikr. Ilm, knowledge, with zikr, obedience. Kullu muti'in zakir. Everyone who is obedient to Allah is zakir. Such jewels Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. Such jewels, such guarantees. You go to someone, if I had to come here and say, listen, I got one taweez for you. What taweez? What taweez? I'll give you such a taweez that guaranteed you will die on iman. Guaranteed you will die on iman. People will be jumping. Taweez guaranteed. Guaranteed maut on iman. What does this mean? It means guaranteed jannat. Guaranteed Allah's rada. Guaranteed Allah's pleasure. Guaranteed your qabr will become a palace. Hashar will go so fast like the blink of an eyelid. You will have the palaces of Jannat. You will have the khurs of Jannat. You will have the kusur of Jannat. You will have the anhar of Jannat. You will have mind-blowing pleasures forever and ever. I'm giving you such a taweez. Who gave us such a taweez? Not me. Not an ordinary person. Sadiqul Masduq. Sadiqul Masduq. Sadiqul Masduq. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. Sahaba learned deen at his feet, and not ordinary Sahabi. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What does he say? He says, any one of you that wants to meet Allah tomorrow in the state of complete iman, you want to die on iman, you want to be saved from kufr, you want to be saved from batil, you want to meet Allah with kamil, complete iman, what is the taweez that my Nabi gave you? He said, فَلْيُحَافِذْ عَلَىٰ هَاُولَىٰي صَلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ حَيْثُ يُنَادَىٰ بِهِنَّ. Make your five salah with jamaat in the masjid. We want fancy taweez, we want confusing taweez. Today what they say? They say, what is this kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz? We need complex solutions to what the ummah is facing. What is this gumne wale jamaat going door to door, kalima namaz, Allahu Akbar. Sadiqul Masduq. Man sarrahu an yalqa Allaha ghadan musliman fal yuhafiz ala haulai salatil khams haythu yunada bihinna fa innahunna min سنن الهدى إن الله تعالى بعث نبيكم الله أكبر. He said, Allah send your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with practices of guaranteed hidayat, guaranteed guidance, guaranteed nur. And he said, amongst these practices is salah with jamaat in the masjid. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud, they learn deen at the feet of our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And kaan khol kar sun lena bhai, deen seekhne se aate hai. Don't take this ilm and zikr lightly. Don't take the halqa of ta'lim in your homes lightly. Don't take the halqa of ta'lim in the masjid lightly. Don't take these amal of da'wat lightly. He said, if you abandon this practice of my Nabi, if the ummah abandons this practice of hidayat, if the ummah abandons the masjid, if the ummah is not in the masjid at the time of salah with jamaat, he says, la dalaltum, you will go astray. You will go astray. Even munafiq, Abdullah bin Mas'ud goes on to say, even munafiq at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood this. Today we don't have time, Allah forgive us. We don't have time. We are all in a hurry. Hurry for what? Chasing our shadows. We don't have time to sit in. Allahu Akbar, I was mentioning this last night. We don't have time to even listen to that elan. That 1 minute that brother is telling us that my success and your success and the success of the entire humanity lies in the command of Allah, in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that requires an effort. That reminder, today the Muslim, leave the one away from the masjid, the one in the masjid hasn't got that much value and regard for deen that for 1 minute he can sit silently and listen to that. Why? He's in a big hurry. Something is happening somewhere. Two people attended one janazah. Two people attended one janazah. The moment the janazah is finished, the one fellow is ready to bolt. His friend says, hey, wait, where are you rushing to? He says, you have no idea how many business commitments I've got. How many people are waiting for me. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. With difficulty I came for the janazah, I'm rushing off. This is a true incident. He rushes off, goes down the road, meets up with an accident. And that, he didn't have time to go to the Qabristan with that janazah. That same Qabristan by that evening became his sleeping place till Qiyamah. This is the reality. How much longer are we going to be deceived? Wealth is not rands and dollars. Wealth is not jobs and degrees. Wealth is not how palatial a home you are living in. Wealth is amal. Wealth is taqwa. Wealth is deen. Wealth is iman. When your eyes close, you are going to leave behind. It is not a sign of intelligence to run behind that. I am not saying it. The most intelligent human being that ever lived said it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ad-dunya daru man la dara lahu wa malu man la mala lahu wa laha yajma'u man la aqla lahu. This is literal translation. I'm not interpreting or even commentating on this hadith. Literal translation. He said, the dunya will be the home of one who has no home in akhirat. It is the wealth of the one who has no wealth in akhirat. Walaha yajma, and he will make it his life's goal to amass this dunya. Man la aqla lahu, who has absolutely no intelligence. Today, what is our understanding of intelligence? PhD, university degree. That is an intelligent man. Academic personality, intelligent. That is not intelligence. Devoting your life's energies, what Allah gave you for, towards that which is temporary, is not a sign of intelligence. Nevertheless, I digressed. Many of us would have forgot where I digressed from also. Unfortunately, my weakness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eyebrows were arched. In between there was a gap he didn't meet. There was bainahuma irqun. There was a vein. Sahaba say, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become upset, obviously he was not like you and I, lash out. He would control his anger. So what would happen? Naturally, being insan, this vein would protrude. Yudirruhul ghadab. It would start bubbling, this vein. Then Sahaba became aware that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upset. He was an open book. Sahaba learned deen from the master, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he gets this suggestion from Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are the representative of Islam, you are the representative of the awe of the, and the might of the Muslims. Strikes Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah on his chest, and what does he say? Oh Abu Ubaidah, according to one narration, if my Nabi had not called you the Amin of the Ummat, I would have lashed you mercilessly for what you are saying. And then Then Umar utters those words that are worthy by the qasam of may Allah being written down in gold. Nahnu qawmun. A'azzan Allah bil Islam. Nahnu qawmun. A'azzan Allah bil Islam. We are a nation. Allah gave us izzat. Allah gave us dignity. Allah gave us honor. Allah gave us might. Allah gave us power. Allah gave us prosperity. Allah gave us advancement. Allah gave us success on one basis only. Bil Islam, through Islam. And what is Islam? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Practically, what he brought is Islam. Allah gave us dignity and honor through that. إِذَا نَبْتَغِ الْعِزَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهِ. If we will look for dignity, if we will look for honor, if we will look for prosperity, if we will look for credibility, recognition, status, if we will look to address our problems in anything else besides Islam, then not the superpowers of this world, not the military might of this world, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah will humiliate us. Our affair is different. Our mamla is with Allah. Allah deals with this ummah according to His sunnah. We are looking elsewhere. Coming back to this incident, Walid bin Mughira. I'm cutting the incident short. If you are motivated by wealth, we'll make you the richest. If it is women, we'll give you whatever women you want. If it is status, we will make you our ruler. Whatever it is, they thought the foundation of the prosperity of Islam was women, wealth, status, technology, might. Allah, Allah's qasam, haqq does not prosper on that. Haqq prospers on iman. Haqq prospers on yaqeen. Haqq prospers on the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haqq, and the advancement of haqq will be nothing and nothing until this ummah comes onto the Quran and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he presents all these offers. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is silent, silent, silent. Then Walid becomes upset, becomes frustrated. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not reacting. So then, that azab which you are talking about, bring that azab. That also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remains silent. Finally, when he is spent, afaraghta abul Walid. Abul Walid was his kunyat, his nickname. Afaraghta abul Walid, abul Walid. Are you finished now? Is there anything else you want to say? He says, no. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hamim. Tanzeelum minar Rahmanir Rahim. Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu Qur'anan Arabiya liqawmi ya'lamuna bashira wa nadhira. فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعوننا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروا وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. Two rukus. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites of Quran. These were hearts of kufr. These were hearts of zulmat. These were hearts of darkness. Allahu Akbar. Look at the effect of Quran. Look at the effect of Quran on these hearts of zulmat. Walid bin Mughira starts spluttering. Loses his senses. Starts walking backwards. Is overawed. Loses his comprehension. 2 or 3 days doesn't appear in society. Abu Jahal and others become concerned. They go to him, Asabota, have you abandoned the religion of your forefathers? Allahu Akbar. What does he say? He says that you people are my kindred, you are my family, you are my beloved. Addressing the kuffar of Makkah, my whole life is devoted to you. He says, there is no one amongst you who understands poetry like I understand it. There is no one amongst you who understands sihr, black magic, like I understand it. And I am telling you, I am taking an oath of Allah that the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is none of these things. Inna fihi la halawa, wa inna fihi la talawa, wa innahu la muthmirun asfaluhu, mughdiqun a'lahu, wa innahu la ya'lu wa la yu'la alayhi, wa innahu la yahtimu ma kana tahta. There is a sweetness to it. There is a charm to it. Its upper part is gushing forth with bounties. Its lower part is fruitful. It will overpower. Nothing will overpower it. And it will crush everything that comes into confrontation with it. This is the testimony of Quran of the hearts of kufr. This is the testimony of Quran of the hearts of zulmat and darkness. Where is the attachment of the believing ummah today with the Quran? This ilm and zikr, tilawat of Quran, pondering over the Quran, tadabbur of the Quran, acquiring the knowledge of Quran. We have taken it lightly. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Coming back to what I mentioned in the beginning. Allah says, there are signs, sanurihim, ayatina, filafaq, wa fi anfusihim. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons, fi anfusihim, within yourself, until it will become apparent. One haqiqi zat is Allah. You marvel, simple example, you marvel at a car, steering wheel, tires, engine, each one has to be sourced, the material is right. Allah says, why don't you look at yourself? Fi anfusikum, look at yourself. Where were you manufactured? Which factory? Are you a marvel of German technology, Irish technology, Italian technology, Japanese technology? Where did these eyes come from? Where did the ears come from? Where did the hands come from? Where did the feet come from? Ask somebody, look at one tire. They'll tell you the rubber has to be right. This is a Michelin. This is a Pirelli. The rubber has to be right. The design has to be right. The chemical composition has to be right. Allahu Akbar. Allah's factory is not producing one insan. Millions upon millions of insan. Where's the material being sourced from? Today that mother ate biryani. Tomorrow she had chicken curry. Third day she had paya. Fourth day she had vegetable curry. Fifth day she had beja. Sixth day she had something else. One day for morning she's eating banana. In the night she's eating an apple. Where are the material being sourced from? That same apple, that same banana, that same chicken curry, that same mutton curry, that same biryani is becoming an eye, becoming an ear, becoming a heart, becoming a intestine, becoming a lung. Allah is showing you the clear signs of His Qudrat and power. That whatever the raw material, mix it up, drink some Coke and Pepsi on top of it also. Still the eye will be produced, still the ears will be produced. And say to the Japanese, and say to the Chinese, and say to the Italians, and say to the Americans, pool your resources and produce one eye, not in three layers of darkness, and not in the womb of one mother. Source the material from where you want, with the best laboratory, and billions of dollars, Qiyamah will come, you won't produce one eye like the eye Allah has given this insan. This is what Allah is saying. We will show you our signs. They are apparent, they are clear. Why is it you cannot see? Why is it you cannot see? Because even with perfect eyesight, if someone has to switch the lights off, it's dark, you can no longer see. There is a light, there is a nur, there is a condition. What is that nur? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur. Allah is the nur. Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. And the road to Allah's nur, the road to Allah's nur is two things. Two things Quran calls nur. Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورِ أَلَّذِي unzila ma'a. Allah says, follow the noor. Which noor? The one that was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran. Second noor, Quran tells us, qad ja'akum min Allahi noor wa kitabun mubeen. There has come to you from Allah a noor, a light. What is that light? The light of the hidayat that was represented by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ek scheme hai jiske zariye se aap logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye taiyar karenge. We are not saying to you speak of Allah's greatness, because this is some scheme that the tabligh jamaat thought up to prepare people to go for chilla and three chilla. No, hum isliye kehte hain ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki Allah ka haq hai ke uski tarana kiya jaye. Makhlooq ka zikr bimari hai, khaliq ka zikr uske ilaj hai. We are saying to you speak of Allah's greatness, because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah. You are seeing, Allah has given you that sight. You are hearing, Allah has given you that hearing. You are grasping, Allah gave you that grasping. You are sitting, Allah gave you that ability. Right now, the heart is functioning, the kidney is functioning, the mind is functioning, the liver is functioning, the intestine is functioning. Who is controlling all this? Every direction, signs are shouting out, recognize the noor of Allah, recognize the light of Allah. Today, with the sight, with the hearing, with the comprehension, we are not seeing. Why? We are not hearing. Why? We are not understanding in reality. Why? Because the heart has become hard. The heart has become hard. Hiya ashaddu qaswatan min al-hijara. Allah says the heart has become harder than stone. This is why the light is falling on it. It is not penetrating it, penetrating upon it. Why? My Nabi said, la tukthirul kalam, la tukthirul kalam bi ghayri dhikrillah. Do not speak excessively of ghayrullah. Do not give da'wat towards ghayrullah. Today, fashion, hours and hours. Technology, hours and hours. Business, hours and hours. Tell him to speak about Allah. He says, you are talking depressing topics. The heart is not going in this direction. My Nabi said, La tukthirul kalam bi ghayri zikrillah. Do not speak excessively of ghayrullah. Do not speak excessively of ghayrullah. Bain fa inna kathrat al kalam bi ghayri zikrillah yuqassil qalb. He said, because excessively ghayrullah, 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 this hardens the heart. This hardens the heart. Wa inna ab'ad an-nas min Allah al-qalb al-qasi. And there is no one far away, further away from Allah than the one whose heart has become hard. These amal of da'wat and tabligh, da'wat, tabligh, ibadat, khidmat, by the qasam of my Allah, this is not an agenda. It's not a numbers game. Ijtima is not to see whether Phoenix does better intizam or Newcastle does better intizam. No, my respected brothers, these amal, ihya'ul qalb, ihya'ul qalb, ihya'ul qalb. It is to give life to this heart, this dead heart, to soften it, to create that capacity for the noor of Quran, for the noor of hadith, for the noor of the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to penetrate this heart, for the noor of amal to affect this heart. For that to happen, we have to come into this hospital. It can't happen in your business. It can't happen in your home. It can't happen in your environments. Sahabi comes, Rajulun Aswad, Qabihu Sura, La Malali. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a black man. I am ugly. I've got no wealth, no worldly status. What must I do? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends him out in the path of Allah. He gives his life in the path of Allah. What does my Nabi say? Laqad ahsan Allahu wajhak, tayyaba raihata, kathra malak. Allah has made you beautiful. How beautiful? One black sahabi complains that his face is black. My Nabi says, follow Iman, follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are black in this dunya. Today people are buying cosmetics, make it white, white like me, as if pagal going in that direction. What does my Nabi say? Wa inna balataka al-aswad la yura min masafati alfi aam. Follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and tomorrow Allah will give your dark face such noor, it will be seen from a distance of 1000 years. Laqad hassana Allahu wajhak. Allah made you beautiful. Tayyaba raihatak. Gave you a beautiful fragrance. Kathara malak. Increased your wealth. And then what does my Nabi say? In dunya. Looking at that sahabi, my Nabi says, I can see two of the maidens of Jannah fighting with one another to embrace this sahabi. What was this? Ihya'ul qalb. Ihya'ul, his heart is alive. His heart is alive. His heart is alive. Wallah, these a'mal ihya'ul qalb. These a'mal to bring the heart alive. Qurbani is required. Sacrifice is required. My respected brothers, not my intention to increase your, to take more of your time. Don't look left, don't look right. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab, Devla, Allah give him long life. Allah give him long life. Now, last month, Allah gave me the opportunity. Every day in his tashkil, he said this. He said, revival of tabligh is now 100 years old. 100 years! Revival of tabligh, Mawlana Ilyas Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, 1926, roundabout there, started. 100 years later, and still you haven't given 4 months. 100 years and still you haven't given 4 months. What are you waiting for? What are we waiting for? Some farishta to come? Some nabi to come? La nabi abadi, la ummat abada ummati. He said, no other nabi is going to come. This cry, this pain of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was transferred to this ummat. We talk about returning hajis, meeting the hajis. Where are they coming from? What did sahaba return from in hajj? What was the cry of Mina and Arafat? And how far the ummah has gone from that? 100 years of being reminded and still we haven't given 4 months. So now in this majlis, don't look left, don't look right. Make our affair with Allah. Those who haven't been for 4 months, we want you to stand up. You're not making any promise. There's no guarantees. Not you, not I can take one step without Allah's acceptance. The standing up, Allah's qasam is dua. From the heart, Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months. That's all you want. Those who haven't been, stand up. Don't wait for others. Don't wait for others. It's not your wealth. It's not your intelligence. It is Allah that is doing. Allah that will take you. Stand up. Those that haven't been for 4 months. 4 months from the ishtima, or 4 months as soon from the heart. Ask Allah. Allah will open the way. Keep standing. Those that are standing, keep standing. Brothers who haven't been for 4 months, we want you to stand in this majlis. 4 months.
Follow, mashallah. Come, brother. No one be deprived by that.
Wallah, your standing is encouraging other people to stand. Somebody just sees you standing and they stand, you got their reward also. Brothers that have given 4 months, 4 months every year. Hazrat Mawlana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Allah open this upon my heart. That when the ummah will give 4 months every year, Allah will give them the jazbah of sahaba.
Don't sit until our name, come in front of you.
Those that haven't been for 4 months, 4 months. Those that have been for 4 months, 4 months every year.
Come, mashallah.
Chalo, bhai.
Follow, bhai. Mashallah. There is jamaat coming for 4 months, pedal also. You can make niyat for 4 months, pedal as well, mashallah. Harun bhai, 4 months, pedal. MashaAllah. Come here this week, MashaAllah. Come, brothers, MashaAllah. Make niyat, inshallah. More brothers, inshallah. 4 months pedal, 4 months, my dear brothers, IPB, India, Pakistan.
The standing up, wallah, my respected brother, is not the tashkil, brother. Your affair is not with him. Not the one that's writing also. Wallah, your affair is with Allah. The standing up is to get yourself accepted by Allah. By Bajia Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his cupboard with nur, he would say, fight with Allah. Fight with Allah. That, Ya Allah, why are you not accepting me? Chalo bhai. Who else, mashallah? We want everyone who hasn't been in this majlis, don't let this opportunity go to waste. Anyone here that has guarantee is going to be alive tomorrow, you are excused. If you don't have the guarantee, now is the time. This niyat is such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful deen we have been given. One youngster here says, you know what, Maulana, I want to become Hafiz. I want to become Hafiz. And his ustad says, okay, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And tonight he dies, Allah's qasam, Allah will raise him as a Hafiz tomorrow. What? This is niyat. So what are we waiting for? That other Hafiz, we don't even know if his hifz will be accepted. This one's hifz is guaranteed. Someone says, I want to go for Hajj. He starts the journey. He just reaches the corner and he dies. Allah raises him tomorrow as one, not just as a Haji, one who will be reciting the Labbaik. Such a deen we have been given and still we are sitting. What are we waiting for? Last night in Stanga, I said maybe geographical location of Stanga is such that maybe the force of gravity is stronger there. What happened to Phoenix? If you are sitting, why? Is the earth holding us? I don't see. Quran says, اِثَّاقَلْتُ مِلَ الْأَرْضِ. Have you become saqeel, heavy on the earth, when it is said to you, strive in the way of Allah. What are you clinging to? أَرَدِيتُم بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Is there anything in this dunya better than akhirat? This is investment. This is job application. This is advancement. This is putting deposit down, not for dunya, for akhirat.
Come, brother, do us, inshallah. No one should be left. Barakallah, mashallah. Mawlana Hemi, Saliki, Allah Kabul, mashallah. Do us, inshallah. Barakallah, barakallah. Kari sahab, mashallah. Naeem, Naeem Rangila, Allah accept, inshallah. Olo bhai. Coming in the heart, inshallah, with us. Stand up, inshallah. Allah will take us, my dear. Let us not look at our pockets, look at the spirit of Allah. MashaAllah. What's the name? Raqib, MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah?
Chalo, bhai. Stand up, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Mawlana Junaid sahab. Allah kabul. MashaAllah. Faraz. Ji. Muhammad. MashaAllah. Ji. Bashir. MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Ji, mashallah. Bolo bhai. Jazakallah. Name? Muhammad. Allah accept my Mulana, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Who else? Just a few are left, brothers. Many brothers have given the name. A few of us, inshallah, are sitting. Mulana, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Let us make it 100%. How happy Allah will get, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Who else? Few more, inshallah. Few more are sitting. Take himmat, inshallah. Himmat e marda madad e khuda. Jazakallah. What's your name? What's his name? MashaAllah. Rehan, MashaAllah.
What beautiful names, MashaAllah.
Follow by. Few more, inshallah. Make it 100% majlis. What a beautiful majlis. Everyone making niyyah to go in the path of Allah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Come, MashaAllah. 4 months pedal also. Come, my dear brothers. Our brother from Phoenix. Last week, my beloved brothers, out in the path of Allah. Out for 4 months. Walking, my dear brothers, into locations. From place to place, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala took his life away while in the path of Allah. What an honor, my dear. What an honor for us. He was from Phoenix. What a legacy is he leaving for us. As an example, my beloved brothers. What Allah Ta'ala through his sacrifice, how many doors of khair Allah Ta'ala will open in the world. As Mawlana said, this is the wealth. Allah Ta'ala didn't give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my dear, money or government or majority or technology to spread deen. Allah gave this, he gave amal. Nabi Sallallahu made harkat, Nabi Sallallahu made hijrat, Nabi Sallallahu made nusrat. These were the amal, my dear brothers. Dawah, talim. These, behind these amals are so powerful, my beloved brothers. It will change the condition of the world. The key is in my hand and in your hands, brothers. Few brothers are left, inshallah. Come, inshallah. 1 more minute, inshallah. Those that haven't given yet for 4 months, my dear brothers, IPD, 4 months pedal also, inshallah. The Jamaat coming out end of this week for 4 months pedal in the path of Allah. Walking in the path of Allah. Come, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months pedal. Those that haven't made niyat for IPB also. Come, my dear brothers. 1 more minute, inshallah. Many gave names, inshallah. Just a few more. MashaAllah. Bolo bhai. Allah will take us. Make the niyat, my dear brothers. That is the first step. As one of our brothers mentioned, one brother, he made niyat. He started collecting, had a bag, he started collecting his money. MashaAllah. Allah accept, inshallah. After 8 years, my beloved elders and brothers, Yeah? His desire to go out in the path of Allah. After 8 years, he opened that bag, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala gave him sufficient, and he went out for 4 months in the path of Allah. Allah will take that. Come inshallah. Who else inshallah? 4 months pedal, 4 months IPB inshallah. MashaAllah. Also, my dear Muslim brothers, we know, we are all aware, alhamdulillah, on the 9th, 10th, 11th is our ishtima in Newcastle, inshallah. So for that, my beloved brothers, we have to make an effort for you to become successful. So we require jamaats, my dear brothers, 40-day jamaats to move, inshallah, in our province, in the entire province of Natal, inshallah. So that the da'wah of iman comes to the ears of every person, my dear brothers, in our entire province. For this, alhamdulillah, we need a chilla jamaat. Before ishtima, from the ishtima as well, inshallah. So who makes niyat, inshallah? Brother can say, inshallah, I'll take out one jamaat from my masjid, from my musalla. Followed by, who makes niyat, inshallah, for 40 days? From now also and from the ishtima also. Come, inshallah. Come, my dear brother. Who makes niyat, inshallah?
Those that made niyat can renew their intentions, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Stand up, mashaAllah.
Which masjid? Redford, mashallah. Allah accept. Stand more, mashallah. That's all we want, my dear brothers. We will try. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. Allah will take out the jamaat. We just make a little bit of harkat movement, my dear brothers. Come, inshallah. Who else? Which every area should take out a jamaat? Ji. Sunford, Allah accept, inshallah. One jamaat. Brookdale, inshallah. Mashallah, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Northcroft. Northcroft, mashallah. Every musalla, every masjid from the whole of Phoenix, inshallah. Make the niyat, Allah will take them out, inshallah. Allah will take out the jamaat before or from the ishtima. Or after the ishtima also, inshallah, make niyat. Which other areas have been left out? Come back, dear brother.
What about Spine Road, bhai?
What about this masjid? What I was asking about this masjid. Bolo, bhai. Come, mashallah.
Iske ghar mein shaadi ho, to purosi ka intezaar nahi karte, bhai.
Ji, high stone, mashallah. High stone.
Still, the wedding is in our house, we're waiting for the neighbors. There should be more than one jamaat from Spine Road.
Ji, bolo bhai, Spine Road bhai, where's the Spine Road brother? Ji? Spine Road, how many jamaat? Maa says, few jamaat from Spine Road. Ji? Theek hai? Few jamaat from Spine Road. Ji, which other areas? Few areas, by areas that we have not given their names. Bolo bhai. Let us all be a shareholder in the great, my dear brothers, effect of the ishtima, the reward of the ishtima, by making a little bit of effort. What you put before, what you put in, that is what you will get out. Whatever effort is made before, the results of that will be seen in the ishtima, inshallah. Jamaats will go throughout the world, and we will be shareholders for all that, my brother. So all of us make niyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. And also, as we know, we normally take buses, my beloved brothers, from here to the ishtima. So we want from Phoenix, inshallah, every area to make an effort to take a bus, my dear brothers, in the path of Allah, to the ishtima, inshallah. To Newcastle on the 9th, 10th and 11th. Every day from today, we'll go house to house, door to door. My beloved brothers, divide the area, divide the satis. And every day, inshallah, give this doubt of iman to each and every one and invite them to come in the path of Allah, to come to the ishtima. Inshallah, if we will do this, come the day of the ishtima, our entire area, inshallah, we'll have an entire busload to bring to the ishtima, inshallah. So we want the brothers that are here, inshallah, we have come for this worry and fikr and concern. Let us take back something home, so that, my dear brothers, we can become occupied in this Mubarak effort when we go back to our masjid, inshallah. So we want brothers to make niyat, inshallah. How many buses for the entire Phoenix? Bolo bhai, let's get one figure first for the entire Phoenix. What the brothers say? Don't be afraid, my dear. Make the niyat, make the azam. Five, Faraz? Five is too less for Phoenix. How many Muslims in Phoenix? How many families? 10,000 families, my dear. How is he going to put in 5 buses? Come, my dear brother. Ji? 50 buses. Oh, look at that. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. He is making it for 70 buses. Once some people went to Hazrat Ji Rahmatul Ali to ask for an ijtima. They said, nothing for nothing. How many jamaats are you going to give us? Then one ordinary person like our Hadith Sahib, he said 5,000 jamaats. Everybody looked shocked. You see, what are you saying? But he had that real thing in his heart. Allah will give us. They say when the ijtima came and he tallied down all the jamaats that came on the path of Allah, it was more than 5,000 jamaats. Allah is the doer. Make the azam, inshallah, Allah will give us. We're not saying you to be, Allah will give us, inshallah. So bolo, inshallah. Every musalla can give us, every masjid can give us a bus, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. Every masjid, make niyat for one bus, inshallah. Come, my dear. How many we got? 12 musallas, 12 masjid, 10. Bolo bhai, one brother take the responsibility to take, my dear brothers, a bus in the path of Allah. Allah will fill it for us, inshallah. Thousands of people sprawling in this entire Phoenix. Allah will bring them. Come, inshallah. Who's the first one? Say, I will make an effort to take one bus, inshallah. Come, quickly, inshallah. Northcroft, one. Stanmore, two. By Brookdale, three. Spine Road, one or two, Mona? Three buses from Spine Road. Come, mashallah. Three buses from Spine Road. Which other areas are here, mashallah? Quickly, inshallah. By Redford, one bus. G. Which other areas? Woodview, Molana, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah reward you, mashallah. G. By what about our neighboring areas? Bombay, Inanda, my dear brothers, all these places also. They part of this area. Bolo bhai. Which area is missed out? Molana, mashallah. Tanford, mashallah, Allah accept, inshallah. G. From where? Zulisha, mashallah, Allah accept, mashallah. One bus. Huh? Make it, Allah Ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. We start now, inshallah. We collect, inshallah, the monies, inshallah. Some of the places, many of them are working class people. We need to start early. We, my dear brother, usul, we take, inshallah, every week. A little bit of money, inshallah, our own time, own wealth, inshallah. Allah has promised hidayat for those who will use their own life, their own time, their own wealth, inshallah. Slowly, slowly, inshallah. From now, we've got 6 weeks left. We will, my dear brothers, every day, inshallah, collect money, give them a receipt. By the time ijtima comes, that 250 rand or 260 rand for the bus, inshallah, that Allah will make it easy, inshallah. All of us will make that niyat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, Allah Ta'ala reward us, inshallah. So those that made niyat, inshallah. We need to make some tafakkur, inshallah. Those that made niyat, they can stand up, inshallah. To go in the path of Allah. Bismillah. All those that made niyat, inshallah, come on one side, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Those that made niyat, stand up, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah.
Just a little
bit. Taqabbal Allah, barakallah.
Those that made niyat, inshallah, come on one side. 4 months we made niyat for 40 days. Inshallah. Jazakallah. Allah accept. Pray, Allah accept, inshallah. Allah reward you, inshallah. Allah accept all of us. Come, my dear brothers. Those that made niyat, inshallah. You come on one side, a little bit of tartib will be made. And Phoenix also, normally at the ijtima, they take some duty, inshallah. What duty do you all have, Mohan?
Dishwashing
duty, mashallah. The entire Phoenix has got that responsibility in the ijtima. So those brothers that are here also, inshallah, let us, inshallah, offer ourselves for the ijtima, and together with, mashallah, by faithful, there's a jamaat being made. Inshallah, give our names in order to be part and parcel of that jamaat, inshallah. All of us will do that, inshallah. Come closer, dua will be made. Come closer. Come closer, dua will be made. Bhai. Come closer. Brothers, come closer, dua will be made. Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا برحمتك، واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك الله. نستغفرك نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن سيئات أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم استرنا بسترك الجميل الذي سترت نفسك فلا عين رأتك. اللهم اجعلنا صبورا، واجعلنا شكورا، واجعلنا في أعيننا صغارا، وفي أعين الناس كبارا يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا، ونعوذ بك من أن نغتال من فوقنا. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي سوريا وفي بورما وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقي ولا محروما، برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.